Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Saturday's championship bout between Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao is a long-anticipated boxing match. It's also a huge economic event. Mayweather's the overwhelming favorite, but Pacquiao is dominating the battle for marketing and endorsements. Here and Now's media analyst John Carroll says everything you need to know about marketing of this match can be seen on Manny Pacquiao's shorts. What are you seeing, John?
Well, they're lengthening his shorts so they can fit more advertising logos on it.
Is that true?
It's absolutely true. He's probably going to make $2 million from his shorts. So no hitting below the money belt.
So why is this the case? I mean, why does he have to have lengthened shorts simply to fit on in all the endorsements?
Supply and demand.
But for Pacquiao versus Floyd Mayweather?
Pacquiao is immensely popular. He's immensely popular as a personality. He's immensely popular as a marketing endorser. He's a congressman in the Philippines. He just helped a woman avoid the death penalty in the Philippines. He's a remarkable guy. He's got an infectious personality, and marketers love him. They've jumped on the bandwagon. You've got Sony, you've got Nike, you've got Hennessy, Hewlett-Packard, all kinds of people who are giving endorsements to Manny Pacquiao. And he's going to make about $5 million from his endorsements just for this fight.
Now, we should say anyone who likes candy bars has a stake in the outcome of the match as well.
Right. Buttercup says if Manny Pacquiao wins, they'll give away a million Butterfinger cups away. So that's another reason to root.
Yeah. Kind of feel bad, though, for Mayweather.
I don't feel bad for Mayweather. First of all, he says he doesn't need endorsements. He wants to be a partner with marketing companies, and they don't really want to partner up with him. He's got a pretty spotty past. He's been in jail for domestic assault. If Manny Pacquiao is infectious, Floyd Mayweather is sort of contagious.
There is another marketing story in the news this week. Bud Light got itself into a lot of trouble for printing labels with slogans, including this one. Bud Light, the perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary for the night. Really, John?
Yeah. I these guys obviously don't get out of doors very much. It's this frat boy mentality, and they're thinking in terms of the context of their campaign, which is this up for whatever campaign. They don't think in terms of what does this mean to the public at large, they're not taking it in that context. And they're pretty ham-handed. They did a thing on St. Patrick's Day saying go pinch somebody who isn't wearing green on St. Patrick's Day. They had to apologize for that, too. So they're pretty tin-eared at Budweiser.
And Bud Light's parent company, Anheuser-Busch, has now stopped printing these labels. But I wonder if you say they're tin-eared. Is there any kind of long-term impact on the brand?
I thought social media blew up over this. So I think there is going to be some kind of long-term impact. I think the combination of their missteps over the past few months are going to weigh them down to a large degree. They're hoping to attract young women to their brand. I think that this is not going to help them in that matter.
Okay. And just one final thing on that. When you're spending presumably millions on an ad campaign, don't they run it by anybody who's kind of out in public and reading the news?
I think it's this frat boy mentality that keeps them sort of in their own world.
Okay. John Carroll, Here and Now's media analyst. He's also mass communications professor at Boston University. Nice to have you in, John.
Always good to be here.